This week, the Naval Air Station in Fort Worth launched an annual training exercise. It's designed to make sure the Joint Reserve Base is ready to respond to security threats. The opening day featured a staged attack. The drama begins with gunshots, recorded gunshots. A gunman enters a building and opens fire.
Dispatch 1222.
Military police armed with fake rifles cordon off the scene, evacuate the building, and move in to stop the shooter.
So they got one suspect down in this back delta side of the building. Okay. They're going to clear him, secure his weapon, and do a secondary search, so we should be able to set up triage here momentarily.
After that, medics treat the wounded, who are covered in blood, strewn throughout the hallway.
You can limp? Okay, as soon as I can, I'm going to get someone to come help you, and we'll limp you out, okay?
All right.
Stay tight.
The wounds aren't real. They're paint and wax. Marcia Marshall, a civilian whose day job is in base headquarters, is in charge of moulage. That's a fancy word for fake blood and guts used in these kinds of simulations. She shows off her handiwork on one victim's face.
We simulated a bullet going through possibly his mouth and out his jaw. So the white is his teeth that are exposed, and the frayed part is like part of his skin just been torn off of his face.
Kind of gruesome.
A little bit.
Captain Mike Steffen is the commanding officer for the base. He says this exercise is routine. It isn't in response to any particular threat.
Hope is not a course of action. And so what we want to do is train as much as we can to be ready for when it does happen.
The base is home to 10,000 military and civilian workers. They'll spend the next 2 weeks training to respond to a variety of real-world scenarios. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.